Welcome to the day of new life. Throughout this year, we're talking about what the Bible really says about, and in just a moment, you're going to hear a story about the resurrection day. We're going to hear it in two parts. First, the story of when the women go to the tomb, according to the Gospel of Luke. And then we hear about some people who are walking with Jesus and discover that he is right there with them. Hear this story from the Gospel of Luke.
I am reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. If you want to look in your pew Bibles, it's on page 90 in the New Testament in the back of the Bible. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their heads to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The word of God for the people of God.
A continuation of the reading from Luke 24. Now on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and was with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that has taken place in these days?" He answered them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all of this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find the body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us at the tomb went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish are you, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in the scriptures."
As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered there. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road, and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
And so we pray. God, earlier today we watched the moon set and the sun rise. And we already have known your resurrection life in our lives. Open your story to us yet again this day, so that our hearts might be even more changed. In Jesus' name, amen. So what is it like when your life changes for the better? What's it like when your life changes for the better? Maybe you've gone through a time of sorrow or hardship, maybe a job loss or a relationship struggle, or maybe a time of uncertainty about a job or school or health or family. Or maybe it's just a time of feeling like you have no purpose. Or a crisis in your faith, wondering if you even believe in God, let alone in Jesus. And then something changes. Perhaps slowly, a little at a time, or maybe something suddenly happens. And even walking seems changed. Now, I'm not really talking about a little change here, although that's nice. I'm talking about a turning around, a life made new, no longer the same. Although this could be with things that others don't think are that important, but you do. It's things that make us say, like Mackenzie Kester did in her homily this morning at the sunrise service, "What that person did for me changed my life. That changed my life." Or that encounter with someone changed my life. Or that opportunity to serve changed my life. We are no longer the same, sometimes gradually and sometimes in the blink of an eye, in a moment. So a couple of years ago, Art and I bought a milkweed plant. We just thought it would be nice to attract butterflies. And so we put it on our front porch, and no butterflies ever came. So we stuck it on our back porch, and we threw some water on it now and then. And last October, I went out to throw some water on it, and there were caterpillars on it. Not just one, but many. It turned out they were queen caterpillars, not monarchs, although later there were some monarchs, but they look about the same. And they chomped their way through this milkweed plant, and then they began to spin their chrysalis. And the plural of that is chrysalides. I learned that along the way. And all of a sudden, every day, several times a day, I would go out there and I would check on them. I wanted to see how they were getting fat, whether they had enough food, whether we were going to need to get another milkweed plant, and on and on and on. And I became a butterfly mama. And as they spun their chrysalides, we watched. And then we waited. And then after about 2 weeks, they began to pop out. And we watched them hang free, until they could spread their wings. And then, I held them on my hands. I would hold them on my hands, and then I would set them free to go and do what butterflies do. Oh, this was awesome and awe-inspiring and energizing, and it strengthened me, and it gave me these amazing memories. Now, perhaps this seems small to some people, But this is the kind of thing I'm talking about that shifted things in my life to see the majesty and the power of God working in these little creatures. And if God could do it in those, couldn't God do that in me? And you know, when our lives change, every step seemed new. It increased my faith in a life-giving God. And for Jesus' followers that Easter day changed their lives forever. They were changed. They were living, you see, in sorrow and uncertainty. And for a few minutes, I want to focus on that walking story that Pastor Stuart and Evie read. Later on the day of resurrection, two disciples are walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, about 7 miles. And they are, I picture them with their heads downcast because they thought that all was lost. It was a time of great sorrow. And then all of a sudden they were joined by someone, like going out and seeing my caterpillar that day. There he was. And this person says to them, "What are you all talking about?" And they said, "Are you the only one that hasn't heard about this?" And he says, "Heard about what?" And they tell him about the events that had happened that week and the death of their dear master. And then he starts to talk to them about his life. And he opens himself up to them. And as they get near to Emmaus, the two say to him, "Well, come and eat with us." And he said, "Okay, I'll come and eat with you. I'm kind of hungry. I'll come and eat." And they sit down together. And I don't know if they had spaghetti or lasagna or roasted chicken from Fries. But somewhere in the midst of it, as they broke bread, and as Jesus gave thanks, their eyes were opened, and they were forever changed. They saw him, and then the scripture tells us he was gone. But they were forever changed. They looked around at each other and they said, "Weren't our hearts burning within us as we were walking along the road? This was the real deal. And our lives are different now." And they hurried back to Jerusalem so that they could tell everybody that this was the truth, that Christ was risen indeed. They realized that all was changed and made new, and their lives were changed for the better. I wondered why they didn't recognize him earlier. You know why? It was because he was changed. He had gone through death to new life, and he was changed and different. It was only when they were doing the most ordinary of things, praying and eating together, that they knew who he was. Perhaps he, the new Jesus, the resurrected Jesus, helped them know him. Or perhaps they just knew by the grace of God. They knew that when they really looked at him and when he spoke and when they ate together, that it was Jesus. And their lives were forever changed. They were not what they once were. At the sunrise service today, we baptized two young men, 11 and 14, brothers. And before they walked up to that font, they were not baptized. And then we poured out the water upon them. And the sun rose over the mountain. And they were forever changed and made new. They were not baptized. And then they were, in the most ordinary of things, water and words. You know, after Jesus' resurrection, he kind of came and went mysteriously because he was changed. He wasn't just breathing again. He was changed in ways that are hard for us to understand until we start to look at our own lives. Jesus didn't just come back from the dead to pick up where he left off. God had given him new life. Jesus had passed from death to new life, different from his old life, and through that he showed us eternal life. Let's think about the ways God has changed us into something new. God is giving his new life to us, to you and to me, as we stumble and rush and dance through life. It happens when we are willing to leave behind those things that drag us down, that pull us into dark places. God is leading us right now, today, to leave behind old lives, old patterns, to die to those things and be made new like Jesus was made new. One day, our earthly lives will come to an end and we will live fully in the new life given to us by Christ. For now, we get to grow into eternal life gradually, one day, sometimes one moment at a time. You know, Jesus didn't come back from the dead. He passed through death to eternal life. And that's what we get when we follow Jesus. We die to the narrow life we have known, and we rise to a new and a wider life, a resurrection-shaped life. We move to a resurrection-shaped life, a life shaped by being new beings in Christ Jesus. What does God ask of us? Turning and learning and serving, it doesn't matter what happens out there in the world. We do what God calls us to do, leaving behind all that pulls us down and apart and leaves others behind or excluded, because God says, I am reshaping, bringing resurrection to us in this life like Jesus. What does a resurrection-shaped life look like? It looks like Jesus walking with people, listening to them, sharing together along the road, and he will be known and open to us. Looking at Jesus and doing the most ordinary things of life, eating and talking, but with joy and with hope and with new life. Looking at Jesus, we learn and we grow, and sometimes we're disappointed or even angry or sorrowful, and we begin again. Listening to Jesus, watching for him and his call to us. After our first batch of butterflies left, one day I found new little tiny caterpillars on a milkweed, and they began to grow. And they began to grow and grow and grow, 18 of them, 18 of a new batch. And slowly, over about 2 or 3 days, they all began to die. And we don't know why. We investigated this. We don't know why, except for this one chrysalis, this one that spun its way into a place of new life. And that one matters to God and to me. And I can't wait for it to emerge as a sign of new life. God gives us eternal life moment by moment, day by day, and reshapes our lives in the life and the image of Christ Jesus, who loves us always. Thanks be to God. Amen.